gentle thoughts meander through the sand as the shipmate currents reach the land. The omniscient sun paving through the sky. When it's done, all the seabirds fly.
You're listening to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Ogden Media and Bayside Bowl, fueled by the generosity of Dutch and some serendipitous production and packaging errors.
Breaking news, Garlic Jones's, the bowler, his real name is Garlic Jones.
Not Jones's?
No, it's Garlic Jones.
No name change episode.
That is insane.
That's interesting.
Is he the only...
Is he allowed to have that name?
Is he the only bowler using his full real name as his bowling name?
It's bold. It's a bold strategy.
So he has parents that named him Garlic. In real life, or did he change his name to Garlic?
That's where the real story is.
Do we know this?
This is going to be a podcast guest, I guess.
You name me Garlic and you're my mom and dad? I'll stomp the fuck out of
you. If anyone knows Garlic Jones and the story behind his,
no offense,
his legal
Jones.
Name, call in. Call into the podcast. No, use the hashtag Bopo Rooftop.
That's right.
Twitter's blowing up.
Twitter's totally blowing up this year.
I deleted Twitter.
You deleted it all the way.
Twitter never knows I existed.
Pretty aggressive.
Wow. You talk too much shit on there?
I've got a real life, man.
You do
a coming for me now. Bring it on.
No Rosham on that one? Oh.
Okay. Welcome to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bull Portland. It's perfect. It's March, and it's our third episode, so we're right on track. One a month.
Everybody knows the rules.
Of course, it's Farmer with Cheese, Thunder, Hungus. We're joined by one of our benefactors on occasion. He is a third-year Bull Portland bowler. He's on his second Bull Portland team, though. He's on the leisure rolls. They got stomped this week, 15-0.
Who beat them? Who would have done that?
Welcome, Dutch. TDYOB crushed.
That must have sucked.
Oh, TDYOB.
Yeah, Dutch.
Yeah, it sucked.
How's your season going?
First half, decent.
You're an all-star, right?
You know.
I don't know about that.
Was.
I was there.
So was Thunder, yeah.
I rolled.
So did I. I lost myself $25.
That's normal.
Do you like your new team?
Roshan in progress. Thunder loses.
Yeah. New team's great. We absolutely suck right now, but...
Yeah, we noted.
Dude, you sound like a wet fart.
I know.
Nobody believes what you just said about your team. Your team's in shambles right now. You know when your team was great? When you had Tampon Santa and Gatch, you guys went out there and had fun.
Mid-level
and you guys
were
like not even talking yourself. Santa's rolling Thunder scores and he's all pissed.
Shout
I'm rolling
out to
Thunder
Tampon
scores
Santa,
and getting loose and having a blast. It's Bopo. Who gives a fuck? Have fun or don't have fun. If you don't have fun, get the fuck out. That's how I roll. Sorry.
Yeah. So we're introducing fun. Dutch right now.
Yes or no, will you be on the Leisure Rolls next year?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know.
Roshan
number five.
Yeah! Oh, sorry,
that is
troll.
A no.
Yeah, that's a no.
Welcome to the party, pal. Sparrow, stay alive or you're out. That said, if you decide to transform, we could kick Spooky off and bring you in.
Absolutely.
That said.
Identify.
Can you give me a ride?
We're also joined by a first-year Bull Portland captain.
And a benefactor.
Also a benefactor. He is the captain of Bowl'em and Roll'em. This is Sticky Fingers.
Yeah,
baby.
Thanks, guys.
How did you find Bull Portland? Through the restaurant league?
Yes, yeah. Through restaurant league. Kind of Company's in its second year now. Then did draft league, and then now we're an extension team.
Love it.
Nice.
Do you hate Pop and Dan?
Yeah.
Those are natural rivals.
No, I love
Fuck
all those
guys.
No.
But when you bowl them in restaurant league, though, you want to win.
Oh, always, yeah, definitely.
I mean,
are you guys the best bowling dispensary team? I guess, like, of all the dispensary teams, are you guys the top?
Yeah, I think so. No, yeah, all right. I can safely say that.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right. Come at him. Come at him if you think you got better.
Maybe,
that's a shooter.
Yeah. Ultimately, it'll become the Restaurant and Brewery and Dispensary League.
Yeah.
We might not be the best team anymore. It might be Iceman.
R-B&D.
Nah, I think we're still there.
You have a preference bowling Sunday nights versus Tuesday nights?
Tuesday's okay. Sunday's pretty fun, though.
Thursday's where it's at, though.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
That's what I see, too.
Yes. Oh, you've noticed?
Get your average of 600 your Thursday A, bro. That's 600 team average, man. Welcome to the league.
Or Thursday A is always looking like for us. New teams.
Well, okay. You're still
trust me. Spare the dog. Spare the dog's not going to stick around forever in A. Tattoos and titties?
I want them. I want both those teams in. That's 30 points a year and two fun-ass nights.
But yeah, it's fun. We just played tests.
Honest.
You did? I heard you guys, they had you on the ropes.
They had us on the ropes.
What was the score?
It was 15-0.
Oh.
So they almost like us in leisure rolls.
You guys could totally make the transition to Thursday.
Okay. I'll talk to the team.
All right.
They'd be down.
Charlie, this is when you defend Tuesday. Guys, I'd like to tell you, this league started on Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's time for that.
This week on, or this month, on Rooftop Sessions, we'll recap our season at the midpoint, talk the All-Star game. We got PBA a month away. We'll look ahead to the second half of the season. And it should be noted that this podcast will self-destruct in 85 more minutes.
That's right.
So we're gonna keep it sweet and crisp this week, as we are wont to do. Let's look at the standings of Tuesday at the midpoint. Sharks and Strikes. 8-1, Swinging Richards 7-2.
Oh, that's right.
Body English 7-2, Saucy Posse 7-2, Oddballs 6-2. And then we get into the also rans. People like Turkey Club, SOD, Skull, OC, Young and the Bull 2.
Also rans like Turkey Club.
Yeah. Bingas 2-7. How'd that work out, guys?
With almost 670 average.
And Strikes of Hazard at 1-8, but Strikes of Hazard got a big win.
They got a win.
That is nice. There are three teams with averages over 700. Sharks and Strikes.
Two of them play this week.
Have a 715. Swing Richards have a 742.
That's Jesus. Pretty good.
They dropped down to a 730, which is still insane.
They're locking horns.
They struggled a little bit.
And they dropped. And Saucy Posse has a 705.
Swinging Richards.
Oh, Lala's killing it right now. Like, try to beat her.
Where'd she go? 695?
Lala's one of the best two female bowlers in the league.
She's one of the best bowlers in the league.
That's true. That is true.
All right, little trivia. No one look. No one cheat. How many 200s do you think Lala has out of 22 games?
Probably something like
12.
9.
Well, she just had 3,
five.
So.
No, she had 2 on Friday.
All right, Hungus has 5.
I got 12.
I'm going 9.
8.
7.
12.
7.
Who had 9?
9.
Congratulations, you win yourself a dinner.
Yeah!
All right.
Shout out to Dutch!
Cheers.
Shout out to Coco.
You had 9 200s, 188 average out of 22 games. Lala is killing it.
Killing it.
Hungus, you guys got a 693 average, 694. You must feel really good about the team.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We, for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I think we had 7 people at every game, which is a good party. But then the last...
They shoved his wife down in the ice.
Yeah, they did that.
It's like a Tom...
Kid.
It's a Tom Richards situation.
We've had like 4
again.
Players.
He Nancy Kerrigan slow roll in real life. Nice.
No, you know, when we got it going, the first game we got it going was... we were... Railroad and Urban were gone. And then Rick Vaughn put up a 6'10 or something.
Rick
Vaughn. He did it.
Turncoat Ricky V.
It jump started things for us.
He's not Turncoat Ricky V to me.
How is it? Is it super fun having Rick Vaughn on the team?
Yeah.
It's exactly.
That's what it's exactly. It
that's great.
So while we're on and beer, like, I know we'll get to the All-Star game later, but Mac Balls ended up winning the All-Star game, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
The person that she had never met before that she enjoyed spending time with the most was Urban Legend. She's like, I had never met him. I had never even seen him. We're in different nights. He's such a super nice guy. He was so fun, so positive. And when you, like, shit was breaking down, he would just tell me, hey, just do this. And I would do it, and I would pick up my pen. So, yeah. Beer's back.
Yeah.
Richards is fucking falling apart.
It should be noted, though, there were 2 TDYOB members in the finals of the All-Star game. Sparrow took down Mo Money.
That's true.
Yep. Hungus, who do you see coming out of Tuesday A as the 1 seed? Do you think it'll stay Sharks and Strikes?
Yes.
You think they'll beat Richards this week? Oh, yes. Sorry, we do predictions.
That's okay. No, let's do it now. All
right. Yeah.
That's you the do. Game? Sharks versus the... Really?
Match up that Tuesday is a... late. Tuesday late.
Oh, I but, love it.
And listen to this.
Put him in the pit. Put him in the pit. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where the pit's pre-scheduled. So.
I've always considered Sharks and Strikes to be like the B team to Sweet Richards. You know what I mean?
Right.
You never know... Who's on those teams? They're all really great players.
I keep thinking Dick DeJore is on Swinging Richards.
And I think Deputy's on Sharks and Strikes. You know?
I do that too, actually.
Hey, he said, dude, Deputy is not on our team. So Dick DeJore, on Friday, he's texting me and he's like, dude, I'm watching our sister squad get killed. I'm like, dude, you're the sister squad. He's like, how the fuck is that? Check it out Tuesday night late. We'll see who the fucking sister squad is. Oof. So it is on.
Oh, it's a sister squad. Yeah. All right. So loser changes their name to sister squad.
If one
squad.
Of them is a sister squad, that means the other one is also the sister.
Or a brother squad. No, they're by sister squad, they mean A and B.
Yeah.
Outdated terminology. Right. It's Sharks and Stripes. Damn. And Swinging Ridges. Dude.
Fair
it's
enough.
It's not 2019. These guys. Fair point. Guys. They like to keep it real. They're a bunch of snowflakes, too. And they also think I didn't go to the show last night and they wonder how I'm still alive.
God damn it. I missed you, Thunder. I missed you.
I can't believe I'm still alive. On this podcast. I've been partying for 2 weeks straight. I could drop dead at any moment now. That'd be a bummer.
No, in all seriousness, Dick Whitman was fantastic.
He was awesome. No, it's true. Yeah.
And I love the fact that he cursed his team.
He talked
mad shit about guacamole, yeah. And they've been tanking ever since.
He's like, don't sleep on guac. That was the mantra of that podcast.
He's not going to make the playoffs.
So who played?
Their format... Bottom guy, bottom girl, don't bowl in the playoffs.
Oh, Dick Whitman will be
and
watching.
And he's out right now.
He'll be a spectator.
Cilantro's ahead of him.
He's going to get the shifter treatment.
He's going to get the shithawk treatment.
Shifter the Tom Richards treatment.
I love you, Dick.
So who played Swinging Richards Friday? Who played Swinging Richards Friday? Guac or DHD?
No, DHD. And DHD won.
Schedule said guac, but they're texting DHD. He still thought it was guac.
I thought it was guac, too.
DHD.
Again?
They beat Richards on Friday.
Again? Was that 2 years ago?
That's right. They beat Yahtzee in the playoffs. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh,
wow. Got a
they
long
can't
memory.
Beat, those guys can't beat old people. I can't wait to play them.
Yeah.
I like our chances. I can't wait to get them. Yeah.
They can't beat old teams. We want them.
That's fantastic. Tuesday B. Strikes on tap on top with splits happen both 7-1. Poultry ass 6-2, nice. Ball that 6-3 over. Oh, Ned, they're right back in it 6-3. Budweiser's
6-0 run.
Budweiser's 5-3. Incredibles 5-4. Brooklyn Hookers 4-4. Bull Trolls, defending champs 4-5.
Hangover.
Burners, the darlings of Bayside 4-5. That's overachieving. Wrecking balls are 3-4. Mines in the gutter 2-6. Bilf 2-6. Womp Spirit is 2-6, and at the bottom of the division.
Damn.
Bowl'em and roll'em.
Ice cold over here.
At the bottom.
2-7. They have 48.5 points out of 9 matches. So, you know, they're getting, like, what's that, 6 points a match?
Not yeah,
a
bad
game. Not
a
bad game. We had some good games.
Thursday might be out of reach.
And they have a 5.52 team average. Tell us about your team.
Girls are crushing. Smoothie Bowl and Marbles.
Marbles, yeah.
Yeah, they both just throw it.
Jerks Lady Marbles.
You have a girlfriend, dude.
Oh, God.
And Buff can you define crushing by the girls?
Allie hit 190 last week.
Oh, with an 8-pound house ball.
That's what makes it.
That's like a 220, really.
130 average. Higher than my 130 high. Something like that. Marbles 124.
No wait, wait. Okay. Thunder, say that again, please.
So, Sticky, what's your average this year?
152.
What's your biggest game in league?
209.
Oh, you got a 200. Nice. How many 200s?
Three.
Yeah. Three 200s. Wow. Nice. Dutch, how many you got?
Five.
Nice. I have 2.
I'm at 0.
I think I have 6.
6?
He knows. Actually, no, he's bad with the numbers.
Yeah.
Cheese?
I don't know.
16.
No, under on that one.
So more importantly, what's your low on the year?
84.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. We'd already lost. I went outside and got baked as hell. Cheese took me down.
Shocking.
And, yeah.
Yeah, those meaningless game threes suck.
Yeah, yeah.
They
fuck
suck.
It.
It's like,
fuck
oh, it. I'm going to bowl good for no reason. And then I get a 109. I'm like, fuck. There goes the weekend.
Holden and I are tight, though. I have a bet in with Holden.
Oh, and how many?
We're neck and neck. 22.
You get 22 pence?
Yes.
Attaboy.
Oh, nice.
What are you at right now? 152?
Is it 174? Holden, is it like 174?
I'm going to try to get Holden to show me his list, and then I'll put it up on the webpage.
That'll be a chance.
Yeah, couple weeks. It'll be really fun to do that.
I have a side bet with him, too. More 200s.
Storylines.
Oh, hold on.
I gave him 0, then I gave him 32.
So Sticky has a side bet with Holden for most 200s. You have 3, and he has how many?
3.
Oh,
nice. Shit. I like it. How much is the side bet?
50.
And the regular bet is?
100.
Hundo.
Well, we got about a month left of the regular season, something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. 5-6 weeks maybe.
Catch him when he's drunk.
Yeah, bet him like I'll have more 300.
He was hammered on Thursday. Went 133, 137.
No, that was 129.
His mom was there. No.
Yeah, it was bad. Fuck, it was bad, but I tanked too.
His mom came to watch him bowl?
No, his mom.
They drank all day.
They were drinking all day.
They drank all day. He shows up.
I got drunk with my mom.
Yeah.
I'm really good. I know. Finally, this shit.
His mom's like, he's such an athlete.
My dad's like, I'm gonna come in and hang out and watch you bowl. I'm like, no, you're fucking not. You're not gonna stay there. Come on, Letting. Get ready to roll. Like you did in every fucking track meet my entire life through college. You're not coming, dickhead.
And you'd be sober.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's my day.
You'd be more sober.
Too Irish, too.
You'd be more sober.
Rochelle, like I said. Time.
Not even close.
Oh.
He wouldn't
I
be.
I would do everything just like I do it. It's my dad. This is why I am the way I am.
Thunder doesn't change his stripes.
Guy's never missed a happy hour a day in his life. Doesn't do drugs, though. Fucking idiot.
You're missing out.
I guess that's how they do it in Tampa. So, 4 teams will make the playoffs from B? Like, top 4 from each division? Is that correct?
You want to hear the whole thing?
I would love to hear the whole thing.
So,
he really needs to know for next
year. Brutal.
It's not going to make any sense when I say it. It makes sense. But if you win regular season B, you are on the big board, and you're in the B semifinals. You're in the B semifinals, and you're already in the bracket.
Right now, that strikes on tap or splits happen.
That part's easy. Teams 2 through 5 are in the ladder. So 5 will play 4, plays 3, plays 2. And whoever wins that ladder is also in the big board in the B semifinals.
That puts Incredibles on the bubble right now.
So if you're 6 or lower, you still have a chance in play-ins to make the bracket board and play one of the top teams.
So 4 teams from each Thursday and Tuesday B are still alive right now.
Yep.
5. And
five make the ladder.
Right, number 5 will play 4. We're going to do it like the PBA step ladder.
Everybody else is playing for 3 and 4.
No, so 1 is in.
Thunder, let me explain this to you.
5 and 2 are in a step ladder.
Thunder, pay attention.
No.
Strikes on tap, as the current leader, would be on the big board as the number 1 seed out of Tuesday B.
And
right?
That part
And then the
and
ladder.
And they win to make the Sweet 16 of regular bracket.
And the ladder.
Be in the first round.
Yeah.
And the ladder would be No Idea playing Ball That, winner of that playing Poultry Ass, winner of that playing Splits Happen for the right to the big board. Yeah. So No Idea, the 6-0 run, they're right back in the playoffs.
Yep.
And Boltrol still has time.
Bert the Bandit gave me some noise the other day. He's like, dude, we're 0-3. You left us for dead. You're like, these guys sucked ass last year. We all loved it when they lost in the finals. They are done. They're not making the playoffs because you and I had talked about it on Text Farmer. He's like, dude, I read that. I sent it to the whole team, and that has been our rallying cry. He's like, we haven't lost since then. We're going to show you, motherfucker. I'm like, well, the teams I usually want to do well, those are the teams I shit on. Usually. I had us losing 15-0 to Leisure.
Except for those other
right? Yeah, right? 15-0. Who cares? Guess what happened? 15-0 us. Great lines.
Great line.
Strikes on Tap is leading the Tuesday B in average. They're the only team over 600, but Splits Tap is at 590. No Idea at 580. Yeah, so
Brooklyn Hooker's
Mister.
This guy's not getting enough pub. This guy fucking murders pins.
Wrecking balls are still up there.
We gotta get this guy. Once we get rid of Troy and Heather, we gotta get Scrapper John and Lala or Nut Sauce.
Scrapper John.
So Sticky. So the girls are killing it. What about the boys?
Scrapper John.
Who are the boys? So we got you,
me, John McEnroe.
John McEnroe is a fantastic name.
That is.
Is that a house ball or is he rolling?
House ball.
Hey.
And rental shoes.
House ball.
You guys got to get a GoFundMe page to get these shoes and balls. Seriously,
you know, I keep getting on them.
It gets more fun when you have your own ball. And it does.
And the shoes cost like $50.
Oh no, I've done the math for him.
I mean, it's
shoes are like the first thing you should buy.
Yeah, and you buy shoes and you start making money.
You save $4 every time you walk in the door. Time.
And John works at a bank, so.
You'd think he would know.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Just
steal the money.
Let's talk to John. Get the inside out. We'll rob the fuck out of this bank. Get paid. Let's do this. Fucking heat.
Buy everyone's shoes.
Let's go surfing.
I want a new pair of shoes.
Thing. Tell John to talk to this guy. All right. We're about to get paid. Get this fucking make John. Money off this podcast now.
Buff Broadway, a.k.a. Nugget Sex.
Oh!
Yeah. Which one?
I don't know why you toasted me.
You guys have Tommy. Jones on your team.
The PBS podcast,
and we're in trouble because Nugget listens to this. She's like the last one that I was on. She's like Thunder. You were brutal to me on that podcast. Well, guess what? Sorry about that. No more Nugget talk. You have Tommy Jones? Sorry.
No.
I did.
Also happy.
We want to talk together.
Who else?
Tom.
Happy as well.
Happy. And these are all house ballers with house shoers?
Jerk.
House shoes?
No, Buff has his own ball and shoes.
Okay.
Everyone else.
You have your own ball and shoes?
Yeah.
And you're a two-hander?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you taught yourself that all by yourself? You take any lessons?
Work with Jimmy.
You are?
I'm in that
working
crew.
Work with Jimmy crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are the lessons going?
How often do you work with Jimmy?
That's personal.
Every 4 to 6 weeks.
Hey, Jimmy's taking it from a 139 to a 142.
It's helped the best.
It's helped 3 points. Trust me.
That's what happens when you're working with Jimmy.
And it's really not his fault. When I remember what he tells me, I actually have a closed frame. When I don't.
You're in that club, right?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm in the working with Jimmy.
So I've had Jim drill balls, and then he'll go out and
Jimmy crew. Smoke with Jimmy.
Bar party. Yeah.
Okay.
But I am in the Jimmy crew.
Okay.
I don't get lessons. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck. I'm here to get fucked up and have fun.
I can do that. Knock a few pins.
I can do that at 142. I can do that at 177, and I've done both.
And we mostly like working with Jimmy as a euphemism.
Yeah. It can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
Dutch, any lessons?
A lot of people.
I see it
clearly. Hey Dutch, have you ever gotten a lesson in bowling?
I worked with Jimmy for like 15 minutes one time.
That's it. So not really.
It's a good sesh.
No. Not really. I'm 0 for 1 in lessons.
I had the worst, took years to recover from my lesson.
Slowinski,
dude.
Joe Slowinski.
I did the same thing.
I did.
I went up to Brunswick. I went up to Brunswick and took a lesson with Joe Slowinski, yeah. And Deputy
no,
was
no,
there.
No, bowling name's only, please. Yeah. Slowinski Joe.
Okay. And, it was awful.
Yeah.
It took a while to undo.
I don't necessarily blame him, but, yeah. It was...
Deputy yeah. committed to it.
But you don't... Yeah.
And he got good at it in year six.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the year that...
Right.
When I watch Deputy, he does everything. Just
he is low.
Perfect. Whiskey, fucking
yeah.
I wish
up,
we had this in a video.
It
yeah.
out, and it's finally working for him 6 years later.
Slowinski. Oh, he was leading the league this year.
I talked to him, I was like, bro, everybody that went to Slowinski has been Slowinski. He's like, nope, I'm dedicated to it, I'm going to work on it.
I love how Hungus says, like, I don't want to like talk bad about him, but he's, you know.
We all got injured in the opening practice. Yeah. So he used to coming down and throwing like 2 or 3 drunk games, no big deal, maybe 4, but he just had us bowling in this
weird league over position.
I'm a 6'3", not flexible guy trying to bowl in his style, which, you know, not designed for me.
Yes.
But, yeah, we didn't know. I mean, there's a first. If you go from just house ball, drunk bowling, and then you start to feel like you're getting better, and then you take a lesson, and the guy only does advanced. He's not teaching, you know, that's a bad combination. Maybe if I were a pro, he could add some tweaks.
But. I think if it were me, I wouldn't want to hurt the people who were paying me for bowling lessons.
Right, exactly.
No injuries is a good first step.
I'm probably due for an advanced lesson.
So Slowinski Joe. TDYOB, team practice.
So we've talked about this pattern last time. So look at Tuesday averages. Two people over 200. Buck Ripcord and Railroad.
That's kind of...
Tommy
Railroad.
Guns, Tommy Guns 199.9.
Absurd.
So he's trending. Railroad's trending.
Yeah, Railroad has gone up about 15 bins in 3 weeks.
Bucky, that's the best Bucky's thing about this pattern, right? Because people at work are like, dude, what the fuck? You're averaging 140? I'm like, well, here's the deal.
People at work?
There's two guys averaging...
Only two guys.
There's two guys averaging 200. Last year there was 26. Yeah. That's why I was in the 170s.
Yeah.
When two guys average 200, I'm a 150 guy. Not this year.
Yeah.
Let me read the whole the rest of the top 20. Nut sauce.
That's hot.
Cheddar. LB.
That's not.
Dick DuJour. Beef stroking off. 191.8.
Yeah, he's
deputy great. Hungus. Hungus 11th.
Yeah,
190.1. 5 200s out of 21 games.
She's missing one. 10th. If you get rid of Frankie Abril on
that. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of means that all your non 200s are still pretty close to 200.
Oh, are you gonna let Frankie?
No, but my twos have been real big ones. When I get a yeah, two, it's yeah. more like a big, 230 yeah, or 240. You know,
yeah. And then you have like
but I don't have a lot of.
Well, then you've got like a 187.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Right. Are you gonna let Frankie into the bracket tournament?
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't qualify.
I say no.
3 games.
I mean, it was supposed to be a Bull Portland. Like,
yeah. You know. He did Bull and Bull Portland this year, but doesn't have enough games. What qualifies?
Super Sub.
11.
For
11 the playoffs.
11.
So but the All Star game just happened. I think that was 9 or so. Probably 9. I don't know.
Yep.
So he doesn't have it. Sorry, Frankie. Fuck off, bro.
Podcast listener?
Props to your daughter, though, by the way. Holy shit. Well, yeah. Crushing it on the way out the door.
Not every
State
yeah.
title. Yeah. Top score. Fucking going to college. Getting paid. To
youngest to roll 300. In the
where is she going to bowling college?
Upper Iowa College on bowling scholarship.
Go Peacocks.
Peacocks, yeah.
I do the hats are fucking
feathers.
Good.
Feathers.
Thunder's new rolling out. I haven't found the right up. Hat all year.
Feathers up.
Giving the Bucks that yeah, chance. Right. Went up 2 pins.
Let's read the rest of the top 20.
If they ever play somebody in New England.
Revelord. Lala, we talked about her. Sparkles.
Lala killing it.
Master
Sparkles has dropped a ton.
Lala yeah. ahead of Sparkles.
Like a 207 guy. What's he at now?
He's at 187.7.
Wait. So, it's between Deputy and Lala right now for the top average on Swain Richards. Arguably one of the best teams.
I think Deputy's on Sharks and Strikes.
Regardless.
Sister squad.
Sister squad.
Very brother, wrong. Brother squads. I meant to say brother squads.
Lala killing it.
Master Splinter, urban legend. So Hungus, 3 beer members in the top 20.
Yes, sir.
So and then you got Rick Vaughn for the
Railroads.
Games.
Got 200
average. Railroad right had a rough start. Had a couple. Yeah,
we all had a rough start.
I'm telling you, man, beer is
Chug Frames.
One of the first teams we've ever seen that can compete. Get you. They compete favored, for the title and team of the year.
In our first podcast, we favored beer to win. Then they came out and just took shit on the season.
How many?
We lost 10-0 in game one.
19 guys for Tom Rich is like, I gotta get in there. 98. Filthy's like, I need 2 games. I'm not gonna be here for 4 months. Fucking 98, 95. Actually, Filthy rolled great.
I'm not trying.
Bob's like, 1 game. What are you talking about? 1 game. 129.
I'm not trying to put a target there. I'm just saying, like, how many times you guys busted out the wigs this year?
Most weeks,
every week. Yeah,
it's just whether. Usually, it's game three.
What really matters?
I was game one this week.
It's like Bingus. You guys
winning.
You guys
and
can write Bingus
time.
Off all you want.
Bingus?
When the playoffs get here, guess who the first lineup is for us? Farmer, Munson, Mo Money, and Sparrow, and they can pretty much fucking hang with anybody in the league. Bingus has a line like that. Beer has a line like that. When the playoffs get here, some like
it's
I'll
a different
up,
story.
Yeah, some people get no games. Some people get 1 games. You play to win. Bingus right now plays everybody twice. That's going to lead to a lot of losses. So do we.
Yep.
We play everybody twice. So playoffs is a different beast because then your team comes together and says, okay, what are we going to do?
But who
These
you,
guys have a top line. A lot of teams have a top line.
Who do you bench on? Are they going to? I mean,
so you would roll been, you,
I know,
Urban
I,
Legend,
Railroad, I know what Randy. Us. I'm saying Bing is like everybody on that team is, except Bing so, do? Has been below what you'd expect. Cookie's actually pretty,
well,
done pretty
Bing
well.
Is done because
like,
Lainey is going to
steady.
Give birth. Jerk's like, she's
well,
going to be back in 2 weeks in bowl.
Knuckles last week had a 207 and a 190.
I tried to convince her that was not going to happen.
Their top line's Jerk, So, Gutter Boy, and
Knuckles. This year. Knuckles the down. Last 3 weeks,
oh,
Knuckles is
Knuckles
throwing like 190. After, yeah, like
130.
She was okay. killing it. She had an awesome shootout with Gutter Boy. Lost by 1 pin last week.
I don't
week.
Think we'll see Lane again.
That's like a really...
So now they're 3-1 for the rest of the season.
Interesting question, though.
We'll see.
Like... So you have all these teams that have lineups that could be this, that could be that. But everyone,
like yours.
Everyone seems to have a team that could put 4 good bowlers in 1 game.
Not everyone.
A lot of people. Like,
but
yeah.
16 to 20 teams.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
These guys can
tell
put
start,
four. They can put 4 guys in there, and it's me, Spooky, Sparrow, and Farmer, and we'll beat them 5-0 by 200.
Have you seen Leisure Rolls? They suck, too.
So it raises the question. It raises the
Kick him down.
Set him up, knock him down.
Oh, that was
but like,
so
okay,
good.
So it makes a question with like, I don't know, 15, 16 teams. What do you do when the playoffs happen? Now you got a question. You were this and this all year long. Choose one.
No, you
playoffs.
Tell we tell our team right before the season, everybody gets 2 unless some night we like, hey, we really want to beat Sparrow Dogs and we want to take a game off. In the playoffs, we're going 3 guys and 1 lady. If we had nut sauce, we wouldn't be doing that. We'd be going, you know, two ladies in some games. Yep. Nut sauce would be rolling all our games. We don't. And we say, you're going to get one game, but you could get no games. Troy led our team in average. He came out, rolled a fucking, sorry, Roy, rolled a 110, and then didn't roll again.
Yeah,
because we were playing these guys as we, like, fought to the loss.
People want to win. It's, you know, it's a party league.
That's the great thing.
But people do want to
win. Have fun during the season, and then that's why the regular season really doesn't fucking matter. Unless you want to make the All-Star team and get a better seed and everything, but playoffs is always wide open because teams fucking change.
One can take this, 64 can take down one, or what is it? 32
can take down one. Jamaica Jerk's going to go 230, but he's also going to go 140 on a fucking Tuesday night. In the playoffs, I don't want to fucking face Jamaica Jerk.
I wouldn't want to face
raining down 200s on the regular. And if you're lucky, they're 200s. If you're not, they're 260s. Gutter Boy? You think Gutter Boy's going to suck all season? Good luck. I've seen Gunner Boy roll well in the playoffs.
He seems to be putting in the time.
He's starting to work.
And he's always here. Like,
but, yeah.
Just talking about on the lane, Gunner Boy. Off the lane. Like, what a loser that guy is. I smoked that dude 176, 170 over seven games on New Side.
No push-ups.
Boom. Sorry, Gunner Boy.
All right, just to close out these Tuesday averages, 10-pin has been Roadhouse.
For the $20 that he owes me.
Cracker Jack, the 19th, is actually Heartbreak Kid. Yeah. He's the best. He's the highest average on oddballs. We're 6-2 or something like that. With
all
no one
of them
averaging
over 175.
Just win, baby.
And Nugget averages 155.
It's
mid-level depth. That used to be Leisure Rules.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are satisfied. They all like are very frustrated.
Oh, they're
pissed. Then they're 6-2. So they don't. Yeah, I don't think they care about the wins as much as they'd like to get their averages going.
I've talked to them.
Dangerous, though. But they're dangerous. I mean, they're dangerous.
Took them in, gave them all late in the fall, which ruined their lives. And Twisted Tea, they're nice. Like, bro, I got to tell you, that whole late thing is a fucking nightmare. He's like, you never have any consistency. You never know what's going on. He's like, it's taking us a while to recover. And then they're like, we started winning. We came out. We lost. We averaged 600. Everybody's talking Thunder Curse, and it's driving us fucking insane. They brought it in before their next game. They're like, all right, here's a few things. Fuck the Thunder Curse. There is no Thunder Curse. We're the oddballs.
No, there's definitely.
Fuck all these guys. I love that they brought it up. And like a
that is pretty hilarious.
Went out there and got that first win of the year. I'm like, you're welcome, guys.
Oh, wow.
I think the Thunder Curse is only in the fall, really. It's not. It doesn't carry
over. It's exciting for life. Look at Shifter. Look at Dick.
Well, TDYB seems to be okay.
Yeah, true.
Look at Roy Muntz.
We finally got it. We all finally got someone who's in. We have Sparrow.
I know you're doubled with Shifter. I'm double partners with Shifter this year, though.
Nice.
Watch out.
Literally.
Oh, no, I'm double.
Oh, that's your second.
Yes, fuck yeah.
What's that?
Fuck Shifter. We're in.
All right.
All right. Let's look at Thursday. Thursday A.
Love Thursday.
Fucking A. Do you know who's on top of the division? LOS.
Sort of. We let him off
that's
the hook.
Not true. That's not actually true.
LOS and Touch My Excitement are 6-3.
Shit.
They've got a higher average and more points.
DHD is 6-4.
You haven't played them yet.
Average Bros are 5-3. Guacaboli is 5-3. Guns of Brighton are 5-3. Leisure Rolls are 5-4. TDYOB 4-4. That'll be 69 points.
You guys have more points in fewer games than Leisure Rolls does.
We have
that's
surprising to me.
15 will do that.
All we do is get 15, points. Sometimes we just don't win.
Want a trivia question?
Yes, I do.
How many 200s do you think Leisure Rolls has total?
Combined?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, because you said that, I'm going to go with 4.
6.
Well, I have 5. I told you that.
Oh,
earlier.
Shit. All right. I'm going to go with 8.
No.
6.
6.
You have 5.
I thought it earned this one.
6 is...
Insane old probably
I'm
going to
go
8. 1.
6. D-Money has...
Oh, D-Money! Oh! Totally forgot D-Money.
So Magic doesn't have a random 200?
Nope. Insano doesn't have one either. Insano want 198, I think, is his top.
Hey. Having no 200 is
cool. I could move to Thursday.
Yeah, there you go. You'd be an ace. They could use an ace.
I'm not an ace.
Next year. 220 pattern. Doctor's back.
Yeah.
Next year will be a fun.
Throw it wherever you want.
Next year will be fun.
I'll shot.
Sign me up.
BUI is 3-5. Lion's Den 2-6. My Ball's 2-7. They have a ton of 8-7 losses, I understand.
We'll lose to them this week.
They do.
TNT and Spare the Dog are both 0-8.
8-7.
Spare the Dog has 12 points.
Oh, interesting. Other thing with the schedule.
They took
scheduling anomaly.
They lose 5 on us.
They don't play each other. Is it just like, I didn't notice that until later. They both could go 0-13.
I thought one of them would get a win. Now they both will get none. No offense.
Because I think the way on Thursday, you played 12 in your division and then one crossover or some shit.
Hey.
That is unbelievable.
It's funny because this league was based off this Frisbee League. And that's kind of what happened in the Frisbee League. Charlie's teams, or Hungus's teams, would be old party holdovers. And then you'd have these new fucking high bowling average teams that came in and just changed the league. I love that they've kept their same model. They're like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
It's Thursday night. We're going to have fun no matter what. Yeah, we average 523, but we don't really care if we lose.
We bowl, potentially bowl I know for one a fact, less
you
night.
You can beat them. Sticky, this is your win. This, I know, is it. This one's your
this
win.
Is us. I know for a fact, Spare the Dogs does not fucking care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're having a blast.
That could be team of the year.
They are a fantastic crew.
And so, TNT's the same thing.
Who do you think's coming out? Who do you think's going to ultimately carry Thursday A?
Regular season. LOS.
Really?
Because they still get to play touch my excitement. And
we get to play touch and we get to play guacamole.
And I feel like, wait a minute. When's Precious's baby due?
Good question. Probably... We still have a good 10 days to 2 weeks before it's, you know.
Well,
he's still going to play it, but he's not going to be here practicing ever. Not that he does anyway, but.
He really doesn't practice.
Los has been pretty much playing everybody that shows.
Yeah, they definitely.
Two games.
Definitely.
Unless somebody says, hey, I'm good with one game.
Yeah.
TMX only has 6 players. Los has 9.
Yeah.
If all 9 show up that night, TMX is mid-level depth. They're deep as fuck. I mean, right. They'll.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we've started to kind of everyone.
And Squatch has stepped his game up.
Like,
Squatch,
people on LOS are looking at this, and they're like, all right, so we're kind of, you know, like, but now this.
Stiffy texted me the other day. He's like, dude, Thursday A is wide fucking open.
But now it kind of shifts. Like, now you start to think, all right, if we put our best 4 or 5 people up.
But this obvious rookie of the year, fucking putt pass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole different animal for
I
you guys.
I cannot beat him.
You guys were a contender with you. Stiffy and Precious.
Yeah.
And now you added the guy who's leading the league.
Oh, can't beat him. Can't beat this guy. That's right.
So, just one important thing to note.
That said, that team would never win again. Right now, right? Stiffy, Precious,
they could.
Cheese, and Ali Lucia. You guys couldn't go out there and win.
I don't think so.
No,
go
they
into
didn't,
the quarters
well,
and win.
Stiffy
would
have to be.
Maybe
no,
150 average woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying that team, and that's not a disrespect thing. It's how much the league has changed.
The league has changed
over those years.
You need something closer to.
Stiffy's a 160 guy now.
Like a 700 average would have been enough. A 690 would have been enough. Now you need something like 730. You know, you need 30 or 40 more pins per team per game.
So no, you guys, it was huge that you won it that year because that it was
your
window was closing. It was one of your last chances.
We got it while the getting was
win.
Good.
Yeah, it was great.
No doubt.
Not and there's no disrespect to that. That was a great league that you guys went out and won for and Thursday.
Like,
by the way,
I think arguably like you could say that about every season. Like the season that wins, they would have beat last year's team pretty
right
pretty well. But then you go back 3 or 4 years, they would have like.
It's been a pretty steady.
Yeah, 2010 beer versus 2014 LOS. We would have lost by 600 over 3 games.
Yeah.
We all got 400. Yeah. They got 790s.
Right.
8-0.
But like,
you guys won a ball third game.
Yeah.
No.
The league's gotten really good. It's gotten really good, but it hasn't lost anything of what made it the league.
No,
right?
Which is so great. That's what we're still doing.
It's kind of impressive.
We're still doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
We know we're never going to get a banner.
We are semi-occasionally recording a podcast.
Fucking, when we don't come here on Thursday nights, I think that's what drug addicts feel. It's like a withdrawal. Like, I'm going through draws like, ugh, missing out on all that fucking fun. It's so much fun.
It is fun.
And I love that there's still 30 teams that are coming here.
And Thursday, I mean, look at these numbers. Thursday's starting to catch the competitive nature, the meat grinder that Tuesday was last year and is continuing to be this year. But Thursday's actually got a lot of competition between 1 to 8.
The team averages aren't that far apart.
No. Are we at 9?
Sorry guys.
598 after Thursday.
Yeah.
That's what 3 570s will do to you.
You lost last year's top at YMB. They go to, I mean, that whole thing fell apart fast, but they moved to Tuesday to play a more competitive season schedule.
And
they've
tried hard there.
Then they lost their, they lost Glossy, and then they lost their backup, Cheddar.
They lost replacement Glossy.
Glossy left, replacement Cheddar, who's a stud, and then he left.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough.
So when we're talking about who's going to win the division, Average Escobros are 5-1 in the division, so I think they have this actually kind of an
inside track.
They've
got us on the tiebreaker.
No.
Yep. They don't have us.
I would love to watch that match.
Yeah, their only loss is us. Their only loss is us.
You're welcome for that one, asshole.
That was good.
Never let him forget.
Still driving him crazy.
I believe we won. I believe we won 2. We won 8-2. We won in 2 games.
I can't believe we lost to a team that has a guy on it that can't do 3 push-ups.
And that was me. But for the record. But for the record, it turns out I had owed 5, but I thought I had owed 3, so I tried to like do my third one really dramatic, and they thought it was me struggling before I had to do 2 more.
Pretty good story.
And it's totally true. It is totally true.
Let's see if this is totally true.
There we go.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
You got nothing to
say? Yes! It is true.
It is true. Good call, Matt. You look like an idiot.
Thank you. Thank you. So it looks like we can sleep on guacamole. Leisure will suck.
Don't sleep on guac.
If Dick Whitman, they're never going to win anything.
But DHD seems to be rounding into a form that is going to be tough. They
beat the Swingin' Richards.
Yeah.
And then they had crazy. A 7-3 lead on Saucy Posse.
Yeah, but when you get into the playoffs, you have to play two matches in the same night. I mean, Doc Moose and Skinny Skeletor are just going to fall asleep.
Well, Skinny so Skeletor.
I think I saw him wake up behind the couch.
I know they're all in great shape for their age, but I mean... They can't handle the grind.
Well, to be determined.
Stevie
however,
Kingpin's going to depress the fuck out of him.
However,
guys,
Skinny Skeletor
luck. I mean,
is rolling
shit
pretty well right now.
Yeah.
He had a couple of big, well big games on Thursday.
Yeah, so have I.
And he's healthy. He's healthy.
Did have a 255 on Thursday back in the past.
Sticky, do you ever come to Thursday matches to check it out?
Been to a few, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Looks like a better party than Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Tell, lean in closer to the mic and tell us more. Like, we only have 1 day of work to fake
that's,
through.
That's what drew me to the league. That's the key. Seeing, like, the energy and the vibe, like, on Thursday was, I don't know, and Tuesday, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
All over, like, Popo. Like, I wanted ever. A piece of it when I saw, like, the energy there and the whole party.
Who's been the best DJ this year for you?
Do you
pay attention? Do you pay attention?
Yes.
To
yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah.
So who's
Mozart's
been the best?
Great.
Okay.
Hayduke is awesome too. I like the mix.
Wait, say that again. Who's
Hayduke?
Hayduke? I don't know. Have I had Hayduke?
Yeah.
He mixes
remember
it up.
Us? Yeah. We're hanging out, just bobbing our heads, and this
oh, the guy's
the soundtrack
a little more jazzy. Like
head.
Yeah, like all the jazz stuff. Okay. Yeah. That guy's good.
I don't even know what I'm.
It's a whole night of that. I mean, he definitely has a style. He's not coming in and playing your requests.
Right. Tell you what, Keith killed the late shift on Thursday night.
Yep.
Keith killed it.
He was headbanging early.
A little bit of feedback, and then he just smoked it. When he played Lose Yourself to Dance, like there was like all fucking 12 lanes. Like, I honestly thought I was tripping for like, yes! I did take them shrooms! Just kidding, I've never done drugs in my life.
Only for sponsors. Yeah. Part of the job.
Which kind?
Bayside Bowl, sponsored by booze and weed.
That's good. We had DJ John. DJ John's been fantastic.
DJ John's fantastic.
We had Baby J.
Baby J was great as well last week. Yeah, he was great.
Farmer, we got proof.
Big party, too. He did a good job.
There we go.
That's after 139, 152. No matter to the doc.
No, that was just after a 139.
Thank you.
There we go.
Right, 139, guys. Feeling great yet?
We should check it
out. It'd be great. I mean, I've been trying the variety. DJ Atomic still, like,
is he around?
His new job, so he just hadn't had time to do any shifts yet. I'm
he's
hoping we can get him back for the playoffs. That's my dream.
Yeah.
He's back, does a couple playoffs. And then hopefully Mo can throw a few more in.
If you are going to get Atomic, please get him on a playoff night that we are playing. Yeah. The doctor needs the guy. Miss him.
Yeah, I miss him.
But it's been cool. I like having the variety.
Each
week you get a very different feel.
We should send out a Survey Monkey and say, is Bowl Portland the best
Survey
bowling
Monkey.
League you've ever been in your life? Yes or no? We get 100% yes.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, boom, 100%.
You're doing good.
Dutch, is this the best bowling league you've ever been in your life?
You can't talk right now. His mic is out.
Oh, you can do that mic.
Oh, yeah,
is
lean
nod
in,
your
lean
head.
In.
Just nod your head.
In.
Yes or no?
What's the question?
Is this the best bowling league you've ever been in?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct answer.
You
well
can
done.
Leave if you want more, we'll bring in Sparrow.
Yeah. What's Thursday? Okay, let's
go
look
to
at
the bullpen.
We really need to look at Thursday B.
Wait, Dutch is back.
Thursday
back
B. Let's do it.
Thursday B.
Oh, I didn't know we had a Thursday.
Oh, we do. We do.
We should go to Thursday B.
Leading
party and win.
Leading the league at 9-0. Ice Bing.
The only undefeated team in all of Bullport.
That's our brother's squad.
Peanut Cutter went like, I don't know, he had like
front six or seven?
He went no, front seven. Seven in
seven
a row.
Seven in a row. 225 he got?
He went spare, he went open, and then in the ninth.
He went between his legs.
He got a spare. Yeah, he did the... And I was like, you gotta let him go between his legs. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, true.
Gutter. So in the 10th, he got a spare. I bet two dogs or one of those idiots a dollar that he
Fabio,
would strike.
Fabio.
Fabio.
His last ball. Oh, he takes it up between the legs.
Video podcast.
He goes out to left and hooks right back in
right
the
into
pocket.
Right into the pocket.
And the seventh stays up. Oh, like,
no. No, he literally hooked it into the pocket.
Should have been a 226. I should have won a dollar.
Ice Bing is 9-0.
Oh, 9-0.
That's impressive.
All-star game?
That's
Green
impressive.
Had his life ruined.
Are they going to get a B banner?
The guy just got thrown out of his apartment for two opens in a row, which I love.
I think they're going to Well, they'll end up playing Tuesday B2 in the first round of the bracket, which
What's
is not going to be easy.
No idea.
No, oh, it could be. Could easily be.
So the top four, though, or top five, are also Party Mix, FC Portland, Pinups, and Urea. So Urea would be the five. They would be the last team in right now. Oh, your old team, Five Finger Dickouts.
Dickouts?
4-4. Happy Hands Productions, 4-4. I thought they were going to do better.
Dickouts. Yeah, you missed the there's an S missing.
Penny Candies, 4-4. Lesbolians, 4-5. Bulls and the Beautiful go from A to B and are 4-5.
Maybe we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, no. This is, fuck it.
Talk about your all time backfire. They didn't make any changes. They're like, yo, we're going down there. We're going to go fight Ice Cream for that title.
We're getting a banner.
You know, they're like, oh my God, we are off. What happened to them, guys? They made no changes. That's Mare, El Hombre, Saw, Beaujolais. This farmer said in the lines one time. She has great eyes. Who's the other lady and who's the other dude?
I don't know. I don't do the stats anymore. I've lost.
I'm not sure.
Knowledge.
We should phone a friend and call Hexy.
Gorilla Bowlers are 3-5. Boulder Dash 3-5.
How do they
five.
Have 3 wins?
I don't know.
I gotta get to B. I'm back in.
Roll Another is 2-6. Strike City 1-7. Their only win is over the Bad News Spares, who are also 1-7.
Buy your own balls, guys. Yep. Seriously,
I like Strike City.
Get
man.
A fucking GoFundMe page.
Strike City is a
balls.
Blast to hang out with. They bring a lot of good energy. I love the Zebras.
They need their own balls.
Oh, I know. It's horrible that they.
You
have
came
you noticed,
into the
though,
league
they,
with your own ball.
There are.
There's a lot of them.
They are. They got an auto sponsorship. There's another team that was bowling that I saw had another restaurant sponsorship.
NED. They got,
Leisure
they
Rolls
got
are,
wax,
are Noble sponsors.
Leisure Rolls have Noble Barbecue.
Noble Barbecue. And then, wait, no, there's an, I think,
another one.
Poultry Ass, I think, has a sponsor.
Oh,
don't think I won't give them.
It's very interesting. I like seeing this, like, team getting sponsored. That's
that,
how it was, how it started. That's why we're beer. It's Body English endorsed by Rivalries. You know, I think it's
Bingas,
hilarious.
Bingas Ringas.
The first 12 years, you had to come with a sponsor. We just made that part of the rule. And so we had Shackley Vitamins. Shipyard, but they just gave beer. You know, we had I don't know, there's a lot of weird stuff on the back of that first year.
And your softball league was like sponsored by teams in DC, right?
He was the ACLU.
DC, we yeah, yeah. It was your organization. I ran the ACLU, awesome. The first fucking amendment. We went from 1-21 and 1 our first season.
Good time.
To 7-19 the second year and the quarterfinals of the whole like 180 team league.
Everyone makes the playoffs.
That's classic Hungus.
Yeah.
Fucking lay down all their eggs and make the quarters, head to the lake.
We had to hope that like somebody would hire an athletic intern. I mean, the team was built out of people who had literally, they
you
all,
strong.
Everybody on the team was people like, they did not play sports in high school. You know, there was very much, like, this was their chance to be, and I had one guy who was in, just a stud, center fielder. You could play wherever.
What,
he's
what
now
his,
in the state. Now
name?
He's a state senator
what's
in Maryland.
What's his softball name?
Young William.
Young William.
Yeah.
All right.
We did some fake commercials with him that we produced. Like, I have like slow motion video of his swing and everything at practice.
It's hilarious to say that because I was at State Street Bank for my first professional job in Quincy, Mass, and there was like 5,000 people there. We had this 20-team basketball league. It was all State Street Bank people, and we had like 12, 13 guys on the team. In warm-ups, I would dribble up, I would throw it off the backboard, and a white guy on our team would jump up, grab it, and dunk it. Like, we had guys, like, dunking.
Just to
like,
show them.
No, because they were a bunch of D1 athletes that
because
the best.
You were both
the
in the entry,
were,
like, same department or something
we were
like
all
that?
Fund accountants, you know what I mean? And some of them were our directors and shit, but they were... like all your frisbee friends, mad athletes. It was like, fucking hey, this is the best team I've ever played on in my life. I'm psyched to be 5 minutes on
the
squad.
The big turning point for us, do you know the, there was a movie where the guy who plays Harry Potter plays an FBI agent undercover with skinheads. Okay, I can't remember the name of that movie.
I don't know.
It's pretty recent. Anyway, that was the true story of this guy who joined the ACLU, Mike German, who was a FBI guy who had been undercover in biker gangs, and then he did undercover with skinheads, and then he had come to work for us, and he joined the team for that playoff run. And I had like a stud athlete.
What was his boy name? Or softball name?
I think you just said your real name. Oh, you guys had fake names on your softball team, too?
It's a German.
That's the origination of our bowling names. There was a sneaky Pete, dude.
We did have a sneaky Pete. I went to sneaky. We took the whole team from D.C. to Chicago to go to Sneaky Pete's wedding mid-season. And
you wish.
You got to renew your mouth.
You're
undercover.
Every day you go to work, you wake up, you're like, it's going to be a rough day. Anybody finds out about me, I'm going to get killed in a long, slow, painful way. Undercover work. It's amazing. Yeah. We have these people that like do that shit. Like, could you imagine? Like,
no.
I go to work every day. I turn the car off. I'm like, this is going to be awful. And I do nothing. And, you know, everybody asks me questions, and I get them right, and I go to the booth if I have to. This guy walks in, he's like, okay. Let's hope they don't see the wire here.
Definitely not wearing the wire.
When's the last time you get your throat slit at work?
Never.
Charlie's like, let me think of
it. Two summers ago. It was two summers ago. And then he was protesting outside with a sign. And trying to kill Charlie.
Charlie's in that American Great Again Native American conflict. He was hanging with the black Israelites. We should probably take a break right here.
We got to get into our averages first.
Oh, no averages.
No, this is the best part.
No, this is an average.
Jeez, you're not quite ahead.
Dude, it is really hard to catch that guy, I swear to God.
Thank you.
He's so fast.
Putt-putt pass. Leading Thursday in average within 197.5.
Shout out to Putt-putt, man.
Shout out to Brandon.
So was he a bowler? Was he a stud bowler as a kid or something? Or is he? I know he's a golf professional.
He has bowled. He's currently a golf professional. He has bowled in his past. He has it from growing up.
Doesn't drink, doesn't party, hates to lose.
He's
got great hand-eye coordination. So he just walked in, he's like, oh, I put this high-paid ball that fits my hand right there and it hits the pens all the time.
The ball was a gift from his father. He does drink, he does not. He's not a weed guy.
Neither am I.
He's not a weed guy.
Me neither.
What does a professional golf person do in the winter in Maine?
It's not awesome. He had to go on a couple of like trips to like kind of business stuff and like.
No, they sent him to Florida, like to the PGA show, to like look at the new merchandise lines.
He's also
embroider with Portland Country Club on it, and then sell it to all the people who are members there.
Yeah, but he's also like Master Splinter, though. Like he adjusts your clubs, fits you for clubs.
Yeah, totally. Like,
he you might do that in the off season.
Fits you your equipment. Yeah. Yep. You know what I mean?
He wants to do draft league, but he's talking about how he might have to do like a late night team because.
He's in. My average has gotten so low. Anybody can pick me.
You don't want him to ruin him.
I'm going to pick.
I'm going to tell him to ignore Thunder.
He doesn't have to ignore me. I pick him. I think we'll keep that. I have a 142.
We will keep that Yankee swap
thing.
He's going to quit.
No, I'm not quitting.
No, he's going to quit.
I was going to go to the draft this year just because I wanted to stop ruining lives.
I'll tell you what. He's already.
Now that I'm going to have this top three pick.
He's already bailed us out a couple times this year.
I'll bail him out.
Jeez, what are the odds of us getting an outing at his club?
I know. He told me not good, but I think we can probably finagle something.
Okay.
All right. Not good says we can finagle it.
Let me know.
What club's he at? Actually, non-disclosure.
Do they take drunks over there?
Not your type. Not your type.
Do you golf?
They don't take drunks. They make drunks.
I don't golf either. Yeah. Too much self-respect.
All right, let's read some more of the averages. Muscles. In third, Mitch Kumstein. Then it's Cleveland, G-Force.
Cleveland Steamer.
The Dentist, Squatch, Uli. Having a top 10, Mr. Florida, Precious, Doc Moose, Spare Time, Southpaw.
Some of your favorite
Spare Time, Dutch. Time putting a lot of time in.
Dutch, 14th.
No, this is bad until it gets to
Dutch, and that's as low as he's been.
So you're tanking? So where were you like 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago?
Was it 190 average, something like that?
That part where were you 2 weeks ago?
185?
You were 185, and now you're 178.
So what has changed from your perspective?
Talk to this guy.
Other than you sucking. Yeah. Don't listen to Thunder.
No.
Team Vibe went to shit, and Sano went in a hole and never came back. Magic doesn't have the leadership skills to step up and be like, hey, guys.
Magic's got just all the leadership skills.
No, he does, but he won't bring the team in and be like, hey, guys, we're in a rut.
No,
the
team
we're in a rut. Let's do shots.
D-Money is struggling.
That was a gas
move. D-Money's struggling and doesn't like that because he's a good bowler. I get it. Some people are struggling. Yeah. Trust
me. D-Money.
If anybody gets this, it's a doctor. Breads and that other awesome bowler that I love, Sally Bowles, are struggling like bad. They're struggling to get 100. When you're a bottom person struggling to get 100, she's not having fun. She's grinding it out. And now you got 100. I got a 139. Guess what? Fucking smashed
push
you. Got that last. I don't do push-ups anymore. I was getting too shredded. I was starting to look like the Incredible Hulk. Yeah. I got last, and I put 39 on total on your ass. Guess what? You're going to lose. Right? I rolled 139 against you guys. Now, I just lost 25 on total. Lost last. We're going to lose. So, you guys got to fucking team bond, dude. You got to have a team dinner.
Do you guys do shots together?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do shots together? That's good. Yes. Do you guys do shots together,
definitely,
Sticky?
Definitely, yeah.
What's your go-to shots?
Specials or McGillicuddy's.
Shot special.
Special.
Oh. Or Peeper. I mean, that's usually our juice.
Yeah. Shots of Peeper.
Thank you for
shots
lowering the price of pitchers, by the way.
Shots of Peeper.
Yeah, shots of Peeper, yeah.
Shots of Peeper. You guys are partying.
This guy's a shot of beer? We're drinking shots of beer all night.
Well, that's the recipe, right? So shots or team.
Every friend.
We do shots or pitchers, yeah.
Yeah.
Or both, but yeah.
I've chugged
you know.
A pitcher in under 1 second before.
Game 3 is probably going to be a pitcher.
Are you under any...
Start with shots and pitchers.
Are you under any obligations to order specific brands of beer?
No. I don't think so.
No. He orders shit beer.
He does, actually.
He can't afford the good stuff unless he gets it for free.
You mean that fine Canadian lager?
No offense.
The moose head there?
No, I usually buy shots.
Yeah. I
don't get beer framed a lot, but...
Oh,
that's true. Your team sucks.
Must be nice.
Are there?
I beer frame myself a ton.
I'm fairly certain. I don't get a lot of beer frames. You can get a $20 pitcher of lunch.
No, God no.
Fuck no. You go to New York, you can get a pint for that.
Yeah.
I mean, even around here, lunch that's like 3 pints, and you're gonna get at least a pint and a half more than that.
Go over the hill. Yeah, it's $8 a glass.
Yeah.
That's what hill? Deal.
That one.
It's over there, dude.
The Western Hill.
That hill.
You have no idea where you are.
Yeah. I'm like, I see the building.
As he points
out the window.
To Han,
let's take that hill!
He goes, look at that hill, guys!
Take that hill, dude! Yeah. Fuck it, man. Let's go bowling.
Right?
Duke Thunderwood, suave lefty. Then
suave lefty.
Peanut gutter. Fucking A, Peanut Gutter has a 176.8.
Holy shit.
225 is up the average.
Yep.
Oh.
How many games in?
Shout out.
Peanut Gutter only has like 9 games.
9 games.
All right, yeah.
So he's like halfway.
So 225 is going to do some work on that.
Wait, who's after Peanut Gutter?
All right. Breaking news, 18th, Captain Sparrow.
Good sign.
Good sign. You know, and Captain Sparrow also won the All-Star
game.
High
Plains Drifter.
No offense to anybody else.
I just see a silhouette over there.
Captain Sparrow has been our best ringer pickup.
Oh, by far. By a million.
Not by far. They were all good. I know you like to shut up. Shut up.
What about Side Salad?
Shut up. Brandy was a great pickup.
True. Also true.
Pistol Pete was a great pickup. He rolled well for us. He smelled like dog shit. It was a good pickup.
He's a busy
we got everything
man.
For free. Yeah. I mean, he booked the samples last night. We got Shifter was a great pickup. Shifter was a great pickup for a while. And then, you know, his shit went off the rails. Salad was fucking super fun in draft. He didn't match up to the pattern.
Yep.
He was trying to, like, get into
become
something good last
flight
year.
Pilot, yeah.
This guy, he's a fucking, he's got nothing to lose. He's already ready to get all fucked
he's got,
up.
He's got
swagger. Roll him at the pins. And he actually cares about rolling pins. Since you, this is the best TDYOD pickup we've ever had. Yeah, Farmer. I mean, Farmer didn't get his life ruined by Thunder. Not yet.
No, we're fighting it out. We're fighting it out.
Dick DeJure, Glossy, and Sparkle say I'm going to drop dead from a heart attack within the next 10 years. There ain't no grave can hold this body down.
And on that note,
we should also mention that Badger and Soccer Dad make the top 20 at averages as well on a Thursday. Holy fuck.
Where's Badger at now?
Badgers at 176.3.
Right. Should we get a quote from Sparrow?
I was trying. He's.
We'll get some.
I will say that Sparrow's a quiet guy, but he fits the vibe fantastically well.
Someone has to be reserved to balance it all out.
If you say so.
Is it time for
quiet partiers are good in our group.
Musical interlude.
The captain
at the
break.
Yeah. I think you should play some samples at the break.
We might throw some samples.
All right, cool.
Feel a shaking. We'll sing it for you, dude.
Cut his mic.
Hold on, one more line.
What's the next one?
I'd like to stay, but I couldn't stay with you.
Perfect. We'll be right back. Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bull Portland. So in the break, we just learned that Sticky Fingers is here. He bowled, then he's podcasting, then he's sticking around for Restaurant League. So that is a full day shift.
How many hours will you be here at the end of today?
8?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
That's a big number.
That's a role for them, too.
That's as many, or if not more than Charlie.
Have you ever heard of Chris Farley?
Yeah. Once or twice.
If you keep up this bowling schedule, that's what you're going to look like in 2 years.
Okay, right, with that little
short,
guy.
Short, skinny, ripped dude. No offense to Chris. Love the guy. Great comedian.
R.A.P. dog.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
So that's going to be a full shift, and you're playing Eat, Drink, Lucky.
Yes.
Do you know that Thunder, Munson, and myself are all been subs on Eat, Drink, Lucky?
I did not.
Yeah, I was
gotten them a ton of wins.
I was on their team where we... I bowled the night we won the quarters and semis, could not bowl the finals, and we lost to Hot Suppa by one pin in the total in game 3.
Hot Suppa, led by Bopo legend.
By Danks.
Major Danks.
Yeah, but Munson jumped in for Farmer. Munson rolled like a 257.
Ooh, Danks ringer.
Danks rolled a 267, and they won 8-7.
He's like, I will see your Munson, and I will raise you one Major Danks.
That's the reason I still bowl. I know those big scores are still out there.
Do you feel less pressure on Sunday nights than Thursday nights?
A bit, yeah.
Or Tuesday nights, I guess.
For sure.
Doesn't that feel pathetic that there's like pressure when you walk up to the line to like,
draft league watch? I think a lot of that away. Like, we're just really having fun.
Draft
like,
is amazing.
Yes, yeah. There
so
was
who was
like,
your draft league team?
Your draft team?
Dick Whitman and Sex on Saturday. Dick was the captain.
Sex on Saturday.
Yeah. Sex on Saturday was our team, yeah.
So who else was on the team, though?
Gutter Boy, Bora Bora. Oh,
wow.
Gutter Slut.
Wow.
And David Bowley.
Dude,
it was such a
good
fun
squad.
Time. Yeah.
Does it end up winning at all?
No, they won like
not
four
quite,
games.
But...
Not
yeah,
quite.
I don't really remember. It was a bit of a haze.
Charlie, you won
100. Sounds like a good season.
Wait, let's think about this.
Oh, very successful.
Hold on, let's think. Bananas. Who won Draft League? Let's think.
Oh,
Chernobyl.
Team.
Oh, Nuclear
Chernobyl.
Nice.
Yeah, Laney Nuclear Banana.
She kills it.
Awesome.
Heartbreak Kid, Laney,
he was wrong.
Cookie.
It's mostly Laney. Yeah.
Beaujolais was on that team.
Holy
fuck.
What's that, 3 for Lane?
Yeah, it was their third.
HBK was their second round pick, too.
Yeah, HBK. He was their
second round. Tommy Guns and HBK. HBK was their second round pick.
I thought we were going to get HBK at like 14 in the second round. I was like, how the fuck? I'm going to get Brooklyn and Heartbreak Kid? Thank God.
I love it. You ruined him.
Like, oh, now I got the fake left-handed Heartbreak Kid that's going to kill the vibe. Like, hey, you're ruining my life, bro.
Fake left-handed Heartbreak Kid.
I love it, Twisted Tea.
I had Jerk.
Boy Blue.
I had Jerk and Sparrow, and I thought we were going to crush people.
Just got one win.
No, we got more than one.
I love Insano, but he took Ruby over HBK. Just think about that.
He took Ruby early.
Insano had a bad draft. It looked good for a while, and then it went where it should.
I love the format.
Draft's the best. And the only thing, the thing I love about draft, it's the major that we can all win.
Yes.
I can't win a king shit.
Nope.
I can't win. No offense to my teammates, I love them, and it's probably my fault because I'm not averaging 290. I can't win bull poorly.
You should average 290.
I could have probably won 2v2 if I would have backed up Charlie with like a 180 rather than a 167, but I've proven I can't win 2v2.
Place at the table.
Look what happened to Dick
Licker. Table.
The program.
I got left by Dick Licker. I got Charlie, and we were worse off. Nobody could beat me.
It wasn't Charlie's fault.
From Clever Lang to the program.
Lucky Dick's not available right now. If I had Dick on my team, we would beat everybody. Forfeit after forfeit, straight through the fucking finals.
And no one would want to bully you.
Yeah, that's what I said. And what's the other major? King shit. Come on.
Shit.
I don't even sign up anymore. That's where I rolled king shit. I went 114, 115.
You rolled king shit?
I went full. I went
you
full,
went 229.
Full Chappaquiddick with no in the car.
No.
Ended up in the drink off the bridge of Falmouth. Picked the car up, walked it home, dragged it home. I was like, dude, fuck king shit. Alphalish, 114, 115. Everybody's like, hang in there, bro. It's okay, man.
Hang in there, bro.
What year was this?
I do have a major. Fifth major. I am a PBA champion.
Yeah, you had a PBA
draft. All I'm trying to say, sorry about that long intro. The draft is the easiest
long
major. It's the easiest major.
You can no.
I think, I don't know if it's the easiest, but it's the most open.
Okay.
It's the easiest major for random bowlers like myself that aren't like fucking heavy.
Well, I'm
draft league? Yeah.
I'm not a random bowler. I'm a signature guy.
Do you have a draft league title?
Actually, I won a draft very early because of that exact thing. You know, we just happened to get lucky with a couple good people at the right time.
I got to be honest. I could be averaging 290 right now. I'm just averaging 142 for the draft.
You mean over two games?
At Ski Bowl?
If I averaged 250, I did get a 2. I said I was going to get 290 on Thursday. Got 291.
Over three.
Over two.
Over two. Huge. Fuck, call me Nostradamus. So yeah, I've been tagging to captain, and if a few people drop off, I might have the first pick. If I get first pick, I'm going slow roll.
Dude, you should tank for it, man.
You guys just start a turf war.
Then we're raking people over the coals. Charlie's drafting two dudes for me, getting his wife back, and we're going all the way to the finals. We're going to talk Munson into doing it, get him in the fifth round, because everybody knows a little bit of the loose cannon.
What's on the agenda here?
That get PB&J back in the fold. Maybe Newber, maybe Peanut Gutter, maybe Tom Richards.
I'm sure the kid
get
thing's
C-Town
over.
Get C-Town back.
Yep.
Get C-Town back. Prestige Worldwide. Here we go. 4-12. I got fucking pulled out of a pool. After two laps. Hey, you guys. Like, oh, I fucking draft naked bowl.
That's true.
Well, not true. I did four laps. I came out and it looked like I was going to die. Someone came over and asked me, I was okay. And I texted the team. I was like, no more shots. Next week, we did 20 shots. Before we'd done 10. I now know why Jerk kicked PB&J off the team. It wasn't all them 100s. It's because she won't stop.
That's
I
what
told
got
you
us
I won't
this
stop.
Week.
I already told you that I won't stop.
Guess
that,
won't
that,
stop.
That lady... She'll live to be 585. She's a party machine.
Shout out to PBJ.
Wow, what a team. What a fucking team. That's the best party term. Well,
okay.
Top six best party team of all time that I've ever been on.
Top six.
Richards, me, C-Town, PB&J, and Peanut Gutter. I mean, it was...
There's one more there?
Maybe. No, Newber!
Newber!
Newber! But they're like, hey, shots. Everybody's like, Affirmative.
Puking. That was after last. Cars.
Four fucking or five runs a PB, night.
We're smoking weed. And not that I smoke weed. And peanut butter's VW. And PB&J gets out, pulls her pants down, just pisses right there in the parking lot. Like, dude, this is like a Fish concert. This is the best team I've ever put together in my life. We have no chance to win. But every time I walk in the door, just like I do now, I'm going to have one of the most amazing nights I've ever had in my entire life.
That was our draft league. Yeah, that was our draft league with Dick.
No matter what happened, you were going to have a fucking blast. Yeah,
four or five friends shot.
That's Bull Pullman.
Did you go to Howie's after the match?
That's what Bull Pullman should be. Did you go to Howie's after the match? You need to come in here and
I don't remember.
I'm sure you did at least a couple.
I don't remember game two.
I don't remember leaving sometimes. Yeah.
Pretty sure it was there in draft league. I ended up at one of Dick Whitman's late night poker games. It's like, all in. You're not going to call me, motherfucker? It's like, come on. It's awesome. It's like all in every time. Right?
Slow roll. Where are you? I'm playing three aces and two kings. Yeah. I'll be home in 10 minutes. By 10 minutes, I'm in 8 hours.
Yeah. It'd be a little late.
Spooky reminded us of a night a few years ago where Munson was like, we're going to be home in 15 minutes. We came home 8 hours late and had no more communication with her. We were driving to a frisbee tournament in Orono the next day. We're like coming in, we're like wrestling. I mean, we're in our mid to late 20s. She's like, comes out, she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? We're like, what's wrong with you? She's like, you guys said you were coming home 8 hours ago. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. Now I gotta sleep on the couch while this goes on all night. Passed out. Had 19 scores the next day. We made the finals, lost. Thanks to Spooky. What a surprise. Nothing changes.
We did shots this week, Thunder, and I think it led to us being the most loose of the season.
Had we not already won
two
in
a
year,
right?
We'd have inroads of team of the year again. So Thursday night, we kicked the shit out of these guys 15-0. Never beat them ever, but...
Condolences.
Nobody had a 200. It wasn't great rolling. We had a couple 600s. They had none. So then we go to Howie's. All five of us that was at the match. Spooky couldn't make it. She had a migraine. May she rest in peace. She took a night off because she knows when she shows up, we have no chance to win. Because my 140s are way better than her 110s. That's just how it is. That's 30 pins right there.
Confirmed non-podcast.
Just kidding. Love you. Love you, Spooks. Shout out to Spooky. Get some rodent fields and shit. So, we all go to fucking Howie's, have a dance party, and then we all wake up the next day. I'm like, I go to bed at 2, wake up at 7:15, like, oh, fuck, today's going to suck. We're like, okay, 11:30, Taco Trio. So, here comes Mo Money. Mo Money had taken the day off from her job.
She said she planned to do that.
Yes, we're good. Me, Farmer, Munson, we all walk into Taco Trio, like,
hurting.
I've got meetings from 1 to 3. I'm like, holy fuck. I need this burrito and this fucking... We got some
beers.
Just one eye gum in the car. Drank a lot of water. Got back out there. Got it done. Back in the lanes at 3:15. Let's go.
Time to party.
That's what TDYOB does. I drove fucking lightning striking Dr. Thunder up to Augusta so we can watch Greeley cut the fucking nets down twice again.
That was nice.
So we do.
Tradition.
Yesterday.
Greeley
right
enough?
Day yesterday.
Alone?
I've been at the lanes every day since I got back from Tampa.
He's from Tampa.
I got back from Tampa last Saturday. Was I here Sunday?
Probably.
I must have been. Yeah. Got to get that 0.9 in average last Thursday. That's fucking huge.
Had to put in some work.
Huh. Hit 139 3 weeks ago, 142 now. That's how it is.
142 guy.
Who gets three pins in 3 weeks? This guy.
Come on, man. Dutch drops him. Hey, Hungus, there is a bracket pool coming up.
Yeah.
Top 32. So what is... Yep. Tell us more about it.
We did it last year. I had actually forgotten about it, mostly. But then Nutsauce brought it up during the All-Star game, and then it was pretty fun. Just top 32 players in the league in average are eligible. It's a little bit of a money tournament. There's not much money on the line. There's probably more money on the betting on people.
Yep.
Pass the buck. Hey, you pass the
buck. It is...
Pass the buck.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward. It's random draw in terms of who you play the first round. So one and two could actually play first round. But
and so and
it's fun. But last year when
you play two games, total pins.
Yeah, for the first two rounds you do, and then it goes fast. And quarter like last year we did two games every round, and it really dragged. And Brooklyn rolled 10 games to win, and somebody bowled 10 games to lose.
So you play two games and two games to get to the final eight, and then you play, and then you go one.
Yeah. So the most you'd have to bowl is seven. And it'll just be like it'll go a ton faster. It'll be more fun to watch at the end. Yeah. So it'll be, you know, bet on somebody if you're not in it.
So it's 20, 25 bucks.
Yeah, it's 20.
20 bucks to enter, and the winner will walk away with how much?
200.
Money? 200 bucks.
I love not getting to roll on these things.
But, said. Like, last year, Heartbreak won the pool. I think he might have won just as much as
betting
Brooklyn.
On thing, yeah.
Betting, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
Thunder, you'll be there playing past the buck. I mean,
so after
and when is that? When is that happening?
Next Monday. Monday, the March 11th at 6.
Not this Monday, the Monday following. Yeah. So after the All-Star game, a lot of money went down with a lot of good bowlers.
West Side.
Railroad, Hungus, Soccer Dad, Dentist, Southpaw, Holden Green, and then some not good bowlers. Well,
you mean you?
And then Thunder. So we had a 2v2 tournament, $5 each person, winner takes all.
It's 20.
We pulled people out of the hat.
After the All-Star game?
I ended up with Jerk, and Jerk was like, well, I'm going to lose.
Jerk's the shit, no.
And Hungus was like, I'll take him off your hands, Jerk's like, I can't do that. There's no way it's happening. I'm in the bathroom getting my head right for this fucking 145. right around average.
Gotta get your head right.
Head right in the bathroom. Right when I come out, Hungus is like, yes. He's like, I just traded for you, bro. I'm like, get ready to lose. Jerk beat me by 5 pins. Fucking karma. So I don't know. Soccer Dad and Southpaw win. So now we're like, okay.
So they won like 100 bucks or something like that.
Yeah.
Winner took all. Five teams, $5.
No, it was 20 bucks a
team. No, that was the second game. So second game was now head-to-head, $20. Oh. Fucking winner gets 160, loser gets 40, everybody else loses 20. I'm already down 5. Thinking I'm probably going to go 290 in this one, 137, something like that. Sorry. Just missed it.
Yeah. Who'd you lose to?
Everyone.
Oh, all nine other.
So we've got Holden Green and Railroad and Dentist and Hungus and Soccer Dad.
So wait, everyone Southpaw rolled one game. Wait, 10 people rolled one game.
Yeah. We went 2v2. Southpaw and Soccer Dad won.
They won
Southpaw
the doubles tournament.
Yeah, I understand the 2v2.
Southpaw just ran a 246.
Oh,
so
nice.
So now we're going individual tournament. Whoever rolls the highest score takes 160. Whoever gets second gets 40.
Okay.
Everybody puts in 20. Everybody Southpaw else gets 20. So I'm like, fuck it, I got 29. Couple more hours here, it's an easier ride home, or it's home runners, which it was. I always take home runners.
Home runners.
So here we go.
He's old school.
Holden Green is so fucking down and just smoking, crushing pins.
Way ahead.
Railroad's like, yeah, split. Everybody else is grinding. Like, honestly, I was the only guy that went under fucking 190. So, Holden Green is in the driver's seat. He just has to fucking close the ninth, close the tenth.
He'll
like
split
a
nine,
two
split ten.
Fucking 28.
What'd he do?
He fucking 160. Life-changing money, too. This is life-changing money for this guy. He's going to make rent. I don't give a fuck about $160. I'd have fucking thrown in the garbage on the way out the door, quite frankly.
That's not true.
So this fucking guy's, well, I would have bought a lot of drugs with it. So this fucking guy.
Not that you do them.
I've never done
drugs.
Not
for other people. Drugs.
leaves the ninth open. Railroad closes. Dentist closes. People are getting closer. Dick DeJure ended with 196 and like fifth. So Holden's like, oh man, goddamn it. He's like, he goes to Southpaw. He's like, what do I got to do here? He's like, literally, dude. All you have to do is close the frame. Fucking throws a nine. He's got that fucking one pin, like the seven is here. It's eight. This is it. Dentist strikes. Dentist goes 211. Railroad goes 213. Holden goes 208. And Holden is just
Holden
like
moved to fourth.
Throwing up.
Yeah.
Like, went all the way to fourth?
He texts me next day. He's like, dude. He's like, the best thing about the lines is when you said that, like, 160 is going to hurt for a while and it's life-changing money. He's like, that's exactly what happened. I am not going to be able to make rent for that. He's like, I love that shit. We do this shit. I wake up the next day and it's in the GOB lines. Yeah. He's like, that hurt bad. He's like, I thought I was going to win 200. I'm like, no, you also lost 40, dude. All you had to do was, it's like, fuck. Best out of my life. I had a 141. Best $20 I ever spent. Well, second best.
Second best.
I spent $20 at a strip club one night that turned into the first love of my life.
For $20? That is a bargain.
I had clothes on, too. I've never been serviced
is
like
that a shot?
My entire life.
I think someone just took a shot.
Robert Ooh. Kraft. I went to
this is like a series no, of
I laid,
oh my god.
I laid, everybody just did like four I shots. Laid a $2 bet at High Line, 180. Me and four dudes from Tampa. This is how we do it in Tampa. High Line
used to be a thing.
We went out on the causeway to the Tango Lounge, get a couple of drinks.
The Tango Lounge?
Before we get there, we're crushing 40s because if it's a full nude strip club, you can't drink in there, which is a good rule. But everybody shows up with some fucking drinks and you mind you this is 93-94 haven't been to a strip club in a long fucking time fucking walk in okay this fully consenting 25-year-old love of my life $20 to give me a lap dance so I'm sitting here I've got clothes on and you know she's fully naked riding me and I'm not gonna get into details. I had jeans on.
No.
I grabbed my boys and was like, dudes, we got to roll. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I am soaked. And that was all her. Freaking ripped me off through my jeans, dude. I didn't even ask. She just did it because, you know, I look like Brad Pitt in the Fight Club. Track guy. Long flowing hair. Abs. Huge muscles.
There's no Roshan on the Brad Pitt in the Fight Club. No.
Probably should have married her.
Yeah, that would have worked out.
Yeah, seems like she had a bright future.
Hey, man, she's paying her way through college. Born in the wrong area, dude.
25.
Unlike Robert Kraft, banging on some 58 and 45-year-old chicks.
That was the most surprising detail of the entire story.
That's the best thing that happened to Kraft. The ages came out, I was like, wow. Nobody's holding these people. I've seen a old senior citizen in old age. You see my 80-year-old mom. Somebody tried to hold her in the house. She'd fucking wow, wow, like Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then go get a rifle and shoot you in the fucking head. I hold senior ladies down. Except sticky fingers.
What?
It's this thing. After he steals their fucking prescription drugs.
Yeah. So, yeah, in the words of C-Town, shot. So, Sticky, do you have a bet with Holden Green about average?
Yeah.
So, how many pins are you getting from Holden Green?
I'm getting 22.
And how's it going so far?
We're tied.
On the net, you're tied.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Neck and neck.
Strategy, last few weeks of the season?
Work with Jimmy.
Ah! Working with Jimmy.
So you're
going to
win 100. No. You're going to pay 1,000 to win 100. Welcome to Bayside, bro. I got 10 grand on this 142 average, bro. For a lifetime 158 guy. I think it cost me 150 grand.
Yeah, 10 is low. Yeah.
Dude, all you got to do is show up on Thursday.
I could have a private jet fucked up at
4. Yeah, get fucked up at 4.
Just get them fucked up at 4.
That's what I was going to say. Send shots.
Show up on Thursday.
Yes. Send shots his way and just sit back.
No, you got to start it before he starts bowling.
I like okay, the so fucked up at 4.
Put him out.
Calm a little bit. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
So the word on the street is that Holden is up about 70%. So he's going to win 70% of all of his bets right now.
Well, we're going to get this
you do need a
piece of paper
But we're going to
so we
get all the details to publish them, I think, from Holden.
Well, here's a little intel. Holden has told me anything that he loses, he doesn't pay. So think about that.
No way.
No, straight up. I'm like, bro, you're going to go broke. I mean, like, no offense. Probably not making
No, he sounds like he's up. So, like.
Well, right now, but if he ends up. I'm probably going to go on a 300 run here anytime soon.
Yeah,
like 12 bricks.
Anytime soon. Brick.
I got 16 games left. If 12 of them are 300s. There's no way Holden beats me. Right?
True.
Mathematically, that's
right?
Probably
no
true.
There's no way.
So if I do that, he ends up losing everything, takes his own life, and we don't get any of the money.
I'm going to look forward to all 12 of those 300s.
Why? Because you want to see Holden take his life? Fuck this guy out?
That was even, wow. No, I didn't.
I get a GoFundMe for this at the end of the season. That's my goal.
I heard that
right?
Last part.
If he goes 129, 133 for the rest of the year, he's going to fall on his face. I don't care about anything other than seeing Holden ruin his entire life at the end of the season.
No, he's going to be fine.
I think he's going to lose a ton.
He might lose a little.
So who saw the dentist story with him?
I did.
All right.
So, you were there. So I don't think you saw the story.
Yeah, so Dutch, tell us.
He just doesn't listen, and he has short memory. No long term.
Yeah.
None. So Dutch, just tell a story then.
That's where they made the quarters every year.
Story time with Dutch.
This is 4 weeks ago. We were bowling. We bowled early against Bros. Got fucking destroyed.
Yes, good. Yeah. Good. Good.
Makes sense.
So we played 4v4 during late because 19 and 20 were open, and I think we were throwing in $20 a game or something like that. And Dennis told Holden, he goes, "I'll pay you $20 if I lose to you, but if I win, I get 10 points off our bet." So he went.
He's trying to hedge his season long. Wait, how many pins did he give away?
He gave 22.
Too many pins.
Wow, that's a lot.
22.
Too many pins, Dennis.
So keep going.
So I think he beat him by like fucking 30 pins too. Holden probably went like 140. So they're down to 12 now. They're close.
So that puts
they're at like 9.5 right now.
No. So that puts the dentist at 1 minus 12 is 170-12, and I think Holden's at like 174. That's so awesome. They're only a couple pins apart.
Holden's 170 or 180? You say one.
The dentist is at 183. Yeah. But minus 12 is 171.
Yeah.
So it's close.
What'd you say he's at, 174?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's really close. Yeah, it's better than 22. Holy shit.
Was that the story?
I guess so.
That's the worst fucking story.
Yeah, it's a terrible story.
You know that straight up airplane where he like sits down and tells
everyone. Sparrow, how many pins do you give away? Five.
Fucking skeleton. I just turned into a skeleton right there.
High planes.
Dutch.
I think it's all right that I don't remember that.
Yeah, Dutch, just bring the beer and get the fuck out from now on, man. That was fucking awful. No offense. I like you. You're a good kid. We're good friends. But that nothing for the podcast.
I was just telling you what the bet is.
If he starts the sentence with no offense.
Sparrow, you have to answer this question. If you don't, you're off the team. We'll bring in Dutch next year, which is what he wants. Would you rather be Captain Sparrow or Dutch?
Is that a real question? Captain Sparrow.
Yeah.
Captain Sparrow.
Still in, bro.
Yeah. The man knows Sorry, who
bitch.
He is.
Sorry, bro. We're never going to go to the 5-dude model like beer because, you know, I like going out there rolling 100s.
You don't.
109s. That's my low. Oh, that's some trivia. Thunder's high on the year. And if you know it, you can't answer.
I can't answer?
High on the year.
I'm going to go like 223.
Yeah. Stab somebody for that.
I
can't
have
you. No, you already knew I had no turns. You
there was
guess.
Zero.
Because we had already said I had zero turns. You can guess again. Go first.
It's under 200.
176.
190 on the nose.
Dutch?
I know what it is.
Matt, you know?
Yeah. So we'll let Dutch answer last. After she's guessing.
Yes, sir. You know what it is? All right. Based on what I know, I'll go 187.
172.
Whoa!
172.
My third highest on the year is 159.
Oh.
Best 159 of my life.
It was against us, wasn't it?
No, that was a 152 that got us all. Got us 15. So that one was sweet, too.
Yeah.
I have gotten to a place when I get 150.
I hope it gets better for you, buddy.
I feel like it's a 250.
I hope it gets better for you.
I'm not a PBA guy. PBA patterns.
This isn't a handicap league or anything. You know that. No, you don't get pinned.
I was like, wow, that was harsh.
Not what I meant.
Ouch.
So, Hungus, the music scene here at Bayside has been amazing lately. There was Black Alicia show 2 weekends ago. There was the Samples this weekend. So you're getting much bigger bands.
Yeah, and it's cool to see some Bull Portlanders in there. Though not that many, so, you know.
Blacklicious is fun.
Blacklicious had
that was a good show.
Pretty good. I mean, that
sounds way better now. Now that you shut down the bowling on the lanes,
when
you
throw 250-300 bodies in there to absorb the sound, and it changes everything.
Yeah,
and the lights and the stage.
The lighting, really nice. Lighting and stage have changed a bit.
Yeah, it's the light board now. Everything is really, really cool. But we got an amazing hip hop band in this weekend, the Perceptionists, and they're actually performing with a live band, the Dub Apocalypse. It's going to be an absolutely incredible show.
With
hip-hop
guys.
Not going to be that crowded.
I feel like it can't hurt to have a big name in, have a good time, and then be able to tell other big names, hey.
Well, it's already helping. I mean, there's a lot of bands that we're talking to
Farmer
now.
Farmer and I are always looking for
weren't talking
to
us
Friday
2 weeks ago. So.
Yeah, I think I'll go.
I saved people's eardrums last night, so I'm new side. I've been
trying to have
8 hours pre-show.
Band practice on the Bayside stage.
People are still rolling on new side, and they've shut down because they're doing sound check. but the sound system was still on you side, so they were hitting the snare drums like, boosh, boosh. And I was sitting back there, I was like, oh my God, I never get hit. I was like, I think my head got split. And I'm walking to the bathroom, and two dudes were like, holy fuck, it's going to be loud on this side tonight, huh, dude? I text him and Adam, like, bro, the sound check's on the west side. And then it changes into a nice funky tune.
Yeah, we still have some kinks to work out. It's weird when you have to kick everybody off the lanes as a 3-hour wait list, but, you know, it's, you know. You gotta, if you want that to be a venue.
I texted him, I was like, prepare your insurance claim for a few exploded eardrums.
So the Perceptionist this Friday. Sounds like a good one.
I would highly, highly recommend that. Right. And we have Vapors of Morphine on Saturday, if anyone was ever into morphine.
I'm in for the morphine.
Not the Vapors?
The band.
Oh, yeah. I got talked into a gummy last night. I went back home.
Did it have morphine?
First answer was the right one. I wish.
Yes.
We don't know.
Probably.
We are 1 month away from the PBA showing up back at Bayside Bowl. So, Hungus, so we know, like, we're going to have the top 24 bowlers showing up for, like, one-on-one matches, like, single-game matches. And then,
like a NASCAR
and then, like, going home, like, going, they're going to move, come to Portland, bowl one game, potentially lose, and be done.
I think that's how it works for the first round.
What?
One game.
You don't get to bowl your 585 games the top 16 guys.
No, this is the playoffs. This is sort of more like their stepladder stuff.
One and done.
So they'll come here
for the first round. Qualifying. I think it's one and done. So the top, if I understand it, which I don't probably, I don't know. I think
if I understand it, which I don't.
I think there's eight guys who have buys.
Trust them.
Into the Sweet 16, and then the bottom 16 play the one game matches against.
We're gonna do another podcast before they're here. So if this is wrong, we will fix.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Okay, so top eight are in the round of 16, and the bottom 16 will be doing one game playoffs to get
like
into the bracket.
Position round type stuff.
Wow, and then but then from there,
but they'll be head to head.
$10,000
It won't be like
right?
It won't be ladder stuff. It's head to head.
What?
$100,000
Whoever
the winner.
Comes out of here in April is the winner gets $100,000
No.
No. Whoever. So the top four in April, they're going to show those shows for like 6 weeks. And then at the end of that run of shows, we'll already know, obviously, because they were here. The final four are going to come back in June, just the final four guys. It's a two-day show
for
just
live
four
shows.
Guys.
For two live shows.
Yeah.
On a Saturday and Sunday.
So you saw this shit, right? So I wrote an article. The Bayside Bowl is a fucking joke. They had that one fucking good year where they changed the paradigm and they partied hard and it was crazy and it was a different atmosphere. Now they're just lazy and bored and it's not the same fucking feel that it was anymore. I've taken that whole fucking week of April off. You don't talk shit about Bowl Portland. We need to get together. We need to figure out what we're going to do. What they want us to do, like what they'll take, because
what they don't want us to do.
Oh yeah, don't miss it, shithead! Yeah! Yeah. I mean, we'll give it to them all, but
we're gonna need limits, not encouragement,
right?
And we gotta pace ourselves too. I mean, we are bad at pacing ourselves.
Well, these are all at night too. It's a whole different, and it's all back on the east side for. This playoffs, we're doing that on the east side.
It'll
be like 200 Bull Portlanders and the Bull Portland side. Yeah.
Will we have the standing room area like we did back in the day.
It'll be just like year one.
Beat those guys on TV.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck those guys.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's fucking 5-6 years later. I don't know. We've all gotten older.
They'll figure it out.
We all have more responsibility, but we can dial it in for April and June and July. Look, I don't want to do it. I'm going
to
get sick
as
fuck.
I don't want to do it. I have to.
I'm going to get close to divorced. It's going to hurt. You can hear me right now.
Yeah.
I lost my voice at the All-Star game. Then I lost it at the fucking Thursday night game when we killed Leisure Rolls. Then I lost it the Friday night game when our girls and boys cut fucking nets down. Then I lost it Saturday night at Samples. In our dancing center, Ed's comes up behind me. He's like, do you guys ever shut the fuck up?
Nope.
We're like, no! So let's go. Everybody rally around. Let's get the signs
going.
That
was also
get
true.
Get your fucking costumes together. Let's go.
Come on, April. Bring it.
This is at Bayside for a fucking reason. Because there's nothing here. And now I watched the Indy Open last week. I don't watch fucking bowling when it's not here. You know why? Because it sucks. And the Indy Open was looser than I've ever seen the Indy Open. People were cheering as were rolling, getting crazy. Nugget was in the stands. What a surprise.
That's true.
I mean, it was getting fucking crazy. And I was like, that's because of us. They think we don't do it anymore? Fucking do this shit every Tuesday and Thursday night.
The week before they come here, there's going to be 20 to 25 Bull Portlanders at the Masters live show in Vegas. We're going to try to like set the tone before they even get up here.
Yeah,
like,
get ready.
The show before BOPO is going to be BOPO in
Former
Vegas.
And I committed to that trip on a podcast last year.
We walked out the door and we were like, we are out for that.
It's happening.
We committed to Syracuse, I think, is what we committed to, and then we immediately retracted that. I don't think I ever committed to Vegas.
Yeah.
But now we
are. Although I'm in.
Yeah.
So we had the 10 players who were in Syracuse last year. Mostly that same lineup. And then turned out like Mallory's group is going to be out there totally unconnected, but they'll hang out. And then there's other people coming just to, nuts sauce. And then there's a whole,
Are they bowling?
A lot of people just coming out to hang out. And like, we're bowling nationals, the 10 players, but I mean, that doesn't mean anything. It's just,
so that's why they're going to be out there.
It means something to us. Matt and I have been to nationals. We know what it's like. Well, Masters.
How'd you do?
We got fifth. Matt got 13th and 14th.
In open. I made quarters in mixed.
Legit. First year mixed.
It's going to be a screwed up trip.
15th in open is better than fifth in Masters.
Agree.
Yep.
With that, gentlemen, cheers.
That's it.
That was awesome. All
right.
Aboard.
After party.
After party, I'm in. Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions. We will see you on the lane.